Today's Shir's Masechta Erev and Daf Yud. We will begin on Daf Tesama Base, 13 lines from the bottom. Our Gemara continues to discuss, as we discussed in the previous Shir as well, what constitutes a vad ledlechi. It says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Barafuna, Nira Bechutz, if the lechi is only obvious to the people standing outside the Mavi, Veshava Bemefnim, but to the people who are standing inside the Mavi, it doesn't look like a lechi. Still says the Gemara, Nidna Mishim Lechi, it's considered a kosher lechi. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabba, so Rabba says, Umasvinen Ashmatzen. But there's a difficulty in accepting this psak. Why is it difficult to accept this psak? Because there's a Mishnah that we've quoted already previously in our Shurim. The Mishnah later on in the Masecht on Daf Tzadik Bezam and Aleph speaks about a chotzer ktana, a small chotzer shenifritzer lechotzer gdoila, that is open to a larger chotzer. You have a smaller chotzer open to larger chotzer. Going back to our diagrams, this is diagram 69. So says the Mishnah, gdoila meteris, you're allowed to carry in the larger chotzer because the opening that between the chotzer ketan and the chotzer gedola is less than 10 amos wide. And as we keep on repeating in our shiurim, if you have an opening that's less than 10 amos wide, it's considered a pesach, and it doesn't disrupt being able to carry in that larger chotzer. However, ketana asura, you can't carry in the ketana, even if there is an erev, because since if there is no Erev between them, because it's considered as if the chotzer, the smaller chotzer is open to a place to which it may not carry. And as we discussed previously in Ashurim, if a place is open to another places where you can't carry, so that makes that you can't carry in that place. And since this is totally open, on the wall, as we see in this diagram, between the chotzer ketan and the chotzer gedola, that's why you can't carry. And as the Mishnah explains itself there, neshep he, the opening, is considered like a pischa shel gedola. It's only considered like a doorway to the larger chotzer, because there are walls left over on the two sides of that opening. And since there are walls left over on the two sides of that opening, that makes it, and that opening is less than 10 amos wide, it's considered a pesach and not a pirtza. But ask the Gemara, Vim Isa, if what we're learning, that on the lechi hanira mebechutz, that even though to the people in the mavi, it's not look doesn't look like a lechi, but to the people outside, it looks like a lechi, ketar in a namitishtri, we could be able to carry in the chotzer ketana based on the walls that are outside. Based on the fact that we're saying now, should make it into a lechi, that it should be able to carry in that chotzer as well. Why can't you carry in that chotzer? Answers the Gemara, under normal circumstances, perhaps you would be allowed to carry. The reason that under normal circumstances you would be allowed to carry is because it has the chotzer ketana does have the two proper lechis on its two sides. But here, says the Gemara, we're speaking about a situation, we're referring to a situation where the walls of that chotzer ketana are jutting into the chotzer gedola. So even for the people outside, it doesn't look like a lechi because you can't see the wall. The Gemara also now assumes that the larger chotzer is not that much larger than the smaller chotzer. And therefore ask the Gemara, if the larger chotzer is not that much larger than the smaller chotzer, so why don't we say loved? Why don't we say that if there are less than three tefachim between that wall, which is jutting into the chotzer gedola, less than three tefachim to the next wall, and if there's less than three tefachim, then there's going to be then if there's less than three tefachim, then we could say that it's all connected, as we always say when we learn Lovet. And therefore, if it's all connected, it still looks like one wall. It should be considered a lechi shenirim b'chutz, the shavu b'fnim, the tishtri, and then would still be mutter to carry in the chotzek tana. V'chi teima. So you'll say, as we always repeat, that we only could accept the concept of lovud when there's less than three tefachim. But if there's more than three tefachim from the wall that's jutting out to the other wall, we couldn't apply lovud. And that's why we'll say that we're speaking about a situation where there's more than three tefachim, and therefore we can't apply the concept of lovud. Says the Gemara, but that doesn't seem to make sense. Because says the Gemara, V'tani of Adabar Avimi Kameder of Chanini, he taught us in explaining that Mishnah, when you have the Chotzer Ketana and the Chotzer Gedoyla, that what are the dimensions here? That the Ketana is Eser Amis, the width of the smaller Chotzer is 10 Amis, the width of the Gedoyla is Achas Amis, is 11 Amis. So the whole difference between the two Chatzeris is only one Amma. If we take the walls of the smaller chotzer and put them to the walls of the bigger chotzer, so if there's only one Amma extra, and we divide that Amma, which we learned earlier in Amma Sechta, is six tfachim, we divide that into two, it'll be three and three. Perfect to be able to say loved. So ask the Gemara, why are you saying that there's too much room? And that's why I can't say loved. Here, it was explained that there's only one more Amma. And if we divide that Amma into two, there'll be three and three on each side, and we'll still be able to say Lovud. Answers the Gemara, Amar Ravina, when we look at these two places, don't understand them that extra Amma, that the Chotzer Gedoyla is larger than the Chotzer Ketana, is an Amma, six Tfachim, and divided three and three. Rather, the way to divide it is b'muflogim mekaisel zeh b'shnayim. One wall, it's distant by two tefachim. B'kaisel zeh, and the other wall, it's distant b'arba, with four tefachim. As we just said, indeed, an am is six tefachim. But it doesn't mean necessarily, as is shown in diagram 71, that the two walls are equidistant from the next wall to them. One is four tefachim away, and one is two tefachim away. And since the wall that's four tefachim away is past the loved shear, because we keep on saying loved is only three tefachim, so therefore on that side, I could not apply the concept of loved. But ask the Gemara, lema loved mi l'ruchachet. Indeed, there's only loved from one side. One side has two tefachim. So on that side, we could indeed apply the concept of loved. And the tishtri, and that should be enough. We should be able to carry in the chotzer ketana, based on that side where we only have two tefachim, where we're going to say loved and say loved on that side. And as the mefarshim explain, a chotzer, to be able to carry in a chotzer, you need a pas. So the question is, we're going to learn later in our Masechta that you need to have two pasim by a chotzer. So here, one pas, which is similar to the word lechi, which we'll explain later in the shir, is good because it's only two tefachim away from the neighboring wall, but the other side has four tefachim, and don't we need two pasim? So the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara at this point has not yet established that a chotzer needs to have two pasim. And therefore the Gemara at this point assumes that just like by a movi we're learning throughout our Masechta that one lechi is enough, the Gemara is assuming that one pas is enough. Answers the Gemara, Rebihi. So now the Gemara introduces, as we said, that Mishnah is in following the opinion of Rebbe, Damar, that chotzer being in shnei pasim. In order to be able to carry in a chotzer, you have to have two pasim. The Tanan, the Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, chatzah that has three walls, and open in the fourth wall to Rosh Hashanah, and of course the opening can't be more than 10 amos wide, niteres bepas achad. Having one pass will be adequate. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe on the other hand, holds you need to have shnei pasim, which is shown in diagram 72. So therefore, here indeed you're going to be able to say lovet on one side, but that will only create one pass. And the halach is that you need to have two pasim. So we're learning that there are two different words. One is the word pas, and one is the word lechi. And they really are the same. Just by a chotzer, the word is pas, and by a lechi, and by a mavi, the word is lechi. So now we have a very interesting situation. We're discovering that Rebbe is teaching us that we're more machmer by a chotzer, that by a chotzer we have to have two pasim, than we are by a mavi, where one lechi is adequate. Why? So the Rashba explains, since a chotzer was much more commonly used than a mavi is a place that you travel into the Rosh Hashanah. So since it's a place that you travel there into the Rosh Hashanah, people were reluctant to use it for many purposes. So it's much more of a public area. So that's why one lechi is enough. Whereas a chotzer, particularly in the time of Chazal, was an area that was used quite often. So that's why by Mavoi, one lechi is enough. The Maral and the Gur Aryeh gives a different pshat. It goes back to a Gemara that we learned earlier already in our Masechta. The halacha is that a Mavoi has to have another condition to be considered a Mavoi with all of the halachas of Mavoi. And that is it has to be Orchoi Yoisval Rechboi. So says the Maral, since it has to be Orchoi Yoisval Rechboi, that gives you the hecker that it's a unique area, and therefore there, one lechi is sufficient. Whereas a chotzer has no required dimensions. Since a chotzer doesn't have any required dimensions, we have to be more machmer and require two pasim. So now the Gemara disagrees and says that even if we're going to say that this Braisa follows the opinion of Rebbe, we don't need to understand, we still need to understand why did the Braisa say that the dimensions were that the Chotzer Gedoyla was larger than the Chotzer Ketana by one Amma. Hai mai, says the Gemara, let's analyze how we are to understand this Gemara. Iam b'shlomo, if we're going to say that a lechi, which is nirim b'chutz v'shavim b'fnim, Aiden Nidm Shim Lechi, is not considered a valid Lechi. And therefore, the halachi is, you can't, therefore the halachi is, you can't, that's why you can't carry the Chotzer Ketana. Rebbe Savalak Rabbi Yosef, and Rebbe also holds like Rabbi Yosef, who teaches us on Daf Yudalid Amid Beis, that a Lechi is only considered a valid Lechi when it's three tefachim wide. And if that's the halacha by a Lechi, certainly, the halacha by a pass of a chotzer, which as we just finished explaining, is more chomer than a lechi. By a chotzer, you have to have two passim. By a mavui, you know you need to one lechi is enough. So that's why we have to explain that the larger chotzer was bigger than the smaller chotzer by six tefachim, and each side had three tefachim jutting out, and those are the two pasim for the big chotzer. And now, says the Gemara, so that's why, to be able to carry in a chotzer, you have to have two pasim. These jutting out walls, these walls that go off to the side from the chotzer ketana to the chotzer gedola, will serve as the two pasim, and they each have the necessary three tefachim width that Rabbi Yossi says a pas must have. And says the Gemara, if we're going to follow this approach, we don't have to explain that the wall from the Chotzer Ketana is going into the Chotzer Gedola. We don't have to explain that one wall is four tefachim away and one wall is only two tefachim away. So that's the way we're going to explain that braisa, umishem hachi, and that's why the halacha is that the width is be'eser, that the width of the opening between the chatzuk tan and the chatzuk doyle is 10 amos. The doyle is, and it's that the width of that mavi of the smaller chatz is 10 amos wide. The gdoyle, the width of the wider mavi is achas asre, 11 amos. Mishum the Rebbe, because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi that you have to have two passim. That's Rebbe's opinion, and he also agrees with Rebbe Yossi that each one of those passim has to be at least 3 tefachim wide. So that's why, in order to be able to carry in the larger chatzur, I have to have this configuration. Eli Amrit, we're going to explain, like we wanted to say earlier, that this would be considered a lechi. Udrav Zera, Udravina Isa. I'm also going to explain that the Mishnah over there is talking about where the wall of the smaller chatzur is going into the area of the larger chatzur. And on one side, it's 4 tefachim further from the wall. And the other side, it's only 2 tefachim from the wall. And that's why I won't be able to say loved on the side that's 4 tefachim. The Rebbe, and we're furthermore going to say, won't hold that you have to have a lechi that's 3 tefachim wide. V'gdayla, so ask the Gemara, so why do I have to limit myself to say that the gedolah is achas esrei lamali? Why do we have to limit ourselves that the larger chatzur is 11 amos wide? Maman v'shach. Ask the Gemara, what is the Mishnah trying to teach us? If it's coming to teach us that I'm allowed to carry in the larger chatzur, so, and we're holding that you have to have 2 pasim, but we're not holding, like Rabbi Yossi, that they have to each be 3 tefachim wide. So as long as the larger chatzur is wide esser and shnei tefachim, enough room for each pass, because if you're not holding like Rabbi Yossi, even a pass that's a tefach wide is considered a valid pass. So then the wider chatzur, it would be enough if it was 10 amos and 2 tefachim wide. V'ilam misrulak tani kasi, and if the purpose of that mishnah is to tell us that you can't carry in the smaller chatzur, Lashminin, so we could have told us a bigger chiddush, the mifikli tuva, that there's a lot of room, that the bigger chatzur is much larger, much wider than the smaller chatzur, so there would be no room to make an error that maybe there's loved, and if there's loved, it's going to be considered a good lechi, a good pass. Elav shmamina, what is the point to teach us? That nir b'chutz v'shava b'fnim, that when you have a case where the lechi is nir b'chutz v'shava b'fnim, ain't a nidin shem lechi, it's not considered a valid lechi. And that's why we have that example. Shema mina, so from here we see that actually that Mishnah, with the explanation that's given, that's 11 amos wide, is specifically to teach us that in lechi, that's nir b'chutz, v'shava b'fnim, is not a valid lechi. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef commented, Lashmirli hashmatza. I never heard this halacha. And the way the Ritva explains the Gemara, Rav Yosef said, had I heard this directly for Rav Huna, I would accept it as a halacha. Because he was a Talmud of Rav Yosef, he was a Talmud of Rav Huna, and he would have accepted what Rav Huna says. But now that he heard it, not from Rav Huna, he only heard it from Rav Huna's son, that doesn't force me to accept it. Amalei Abaya, we find many times throughout Shas that Rav Yosef unfortunately got ill and started forgetting his learning. And Abaya would try to remind him the different shiurim that he gave him. And he said, at Amritlan, you yourself taught us this halacha in the name of Rav Huna, v'har Amritlan. And you told us in the following scenario. D'amar Rav Abar Amar Rav Huna, lechi ha-moshech im doifnei shalmavi. If you have a lechi that juts out from the wall of the mavi, diagram 73, the halacha is as follows. pachs ma'arba amos, if it's less than four amos long, ned nidmishim lechi. It can be considered a valid lechi, a mishtamishim chudei apnimi. And you could start carrying from the inside point of that lechi. From this, you could carry from where the lechi begins, not where it touches the Rosh Hashanah, where the lechi begins. However, arba amos, if this wall, even though as the diagram clearly shows us, this part that juts out is not as wide as the wall, but it juts out, and if it juts out four amos, then it can't be considered a lechi, but rather it's nidim shemavi. It's treated as a mavi, and therefore v'asal shtamish bekulay. So therefore, since it's considered as an extension of the mavi, so now we have a mavi without a lechi, and a mavi without a lechi, you may not carry in. V'at, and continues Abai telling Rabbi Yosef, amrit alon Allah, that when you repeated this halacha in the name of Rav Huna, you said Shema Mina Tlas. We could extrapolate three halachas. Shema Mina, one halacha, which we discussed in our previous year, that in the area Ben al-Lachayim, the area that's next to the Lechi, that area you can't carry in. Usur. You can't carry in that area. Shema Mina, the next halacha we see from here, that the meshach of a mavi, what is the depth of an area that can become a mavi? We discussed this at the beginning of the Masechta, is arba amos, four amos. And that's why if this lechi, which is sticking out, is four amos long, it cannot anymore be considered a lechi, it's just considered a continuation of the mavi. V'shmamina, and furthermore from here we see that this lechi is only obvious as a lechi for the people standing outside of the mavi, because the people sitting inside the mavi just see two long walls, but it's still considered a valid lechi, because from here we obviously see the nirim b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim nidim mishim lechi. It is considered a valid lechi. The hilchasa, and says the Gemara, that is indeed the halacha, nirim b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim nidim mishim lechi. Ask the Gemara, tiyufta, we just proved from the Braisa that explained the Mishnah of the Chatzuk Tana that opens to the Chatzuk Doila, that a lechi that's near mebuchutz v'shabim b'fnim is not a valid lechi. And now you say that it is a valid lechi. Tiyufta v'hilchasa, says the Gemara in. That's incorrect. Mishum the Tana Rabchia Kavasei, we have a Braisa that was taught Rabchia, that clearly says that a lechi that's near mebuchutz v'shava b'fnim is considered a valid lechi. And throughout Shas, those brises that were taught by Rav Chia and Rav Oshia are considered the most authoritative brises, explains the Rashba. And because they were the one that when they were Masada, when they arranged the brises, they ascertained that every brisa that they quoted should be 100% accurate. So any brisa that they quote is a brisa that we accept. Now, explains the Sefer Goyen Yaakov, we still need to deal with the Mishnah from the Tzadik Beis. So we're going to have to go back to the way we explained at the beginning of the Shir, that it's talking the way Reb Zeira and Ravina explained, that there's four tefachim on one side, two tefachim on the other side, and therefore you don't have two lechis, and that's why it's not considered a valid lechi. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, v'rochav me'esa yamat, that if the width of the opening of the mavi is more than 10 tefachim, more than 10 amos, we have to make it narrower. Rabbi Yudayma ain't tzarech lamat, it's not necessary. Ask the Gemara, that Kama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he isn't limiting the width of the entrance to the Mavui to 10 Amos. What does he hold? Says the Gemara, Sabar of Achi Kamed Rav Yosef Lahayma, at Shlosh Esar Amma. He's going to be lenient up to 13 Amma Shlosh. Why? Because he's going to learn a Kavachayma B'Pasa Baraz. The diagram of Pasa Baraz is diagram 74. As we're going to learn in a Mishnah later in our Perek, when the people who were being oiler regal would be oiler regal to Yerushalayim, so they would travel on the road. And now came Shabbos, and they were just encamped on the road. So when they encamped on the road, they needed to be able to access water. But where they were encamping was Rishus HaRabim. The well where they had the water was a Rishus HaYochid. And of course, one may not carry from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal said that they could do make Pasabaros. Pasabaros, as we see in this diagram, of walls that look like a resh. So you only have these four corners were established. And as we're going to learn, how much room were you allowed to have between these walls that you formed? The halacha is you could have 13 and a third amma of open space. So the Gemara is suggesting, here too, Rabbi Yehuda will allow you to have an opening that is 13 and a third wide. Because you're going to say, if we look at the Pasabaros, so when we think about Pasabaros, there's a tremendous leniency there. Because as we're going to learn later in this year, whenever you have a situation of Poritz Merubah Al Oimid, the open area is more than the closed area, the halacha doesn't consider that an enclosed area. If we look at this diagram, we certainly have a lot more Poritz Merubah Al Oimid, open area versus closed area. So if there, where it's Poritz Merubah Al Oimid, and we're being makel, we weren't lenient if the opening is more than 13 and a third, then by a mavui, in a standard mavui, where there is shloya tarta, that the halacha does not allow us to have such a wide, doesn't allow us to have parts merubah al oimit. Shloya tarta ba parts merubah al oimit, ein adin shloya tarta el yosef shlosh amz v'shlosh. Then maybe over there, Chazal will be machmer, and Rabbi Yehuda will not allow us to have more than a 13 and a third opening. Ask the Gemara just the opposite. V'hi an asenis. By Pasabaros, we see that with Mekel, Shetat and parts from Ruba Aloymet. We allow that should be more open in the closed area. So that's why over there, Loitata Behen, Yosem Shlosh Am Shlosh. So since we're being lenient in that way, we have to be at least machmer not to allow you to have more than a 13 and a third opening. However, by a Mavui, that even Rabbi Yehuda, Loitata Behen, Merubah Aloymet, doesn't allow us to have more open than closed. So since that's the case, maybe he'll allow Tata fill yes mishes ams vishlish. Whatever opening you have may even be wider. Inami, or you could go the other way, says the Gemara. Lida kisa. Pasbaros, the kyatabat chat kula. By Pasbaros, we see, as we explain, Chazal were looking to be lenient because Chazal recognized the difficulty that the oily regalim are experiencing. So they were makel that you could have parts merubah. Therefore, we could allow 13 and a third. Mavi klal klal loy. And as the Rishonim explained, of course, Rabbi Yehuda is a makel. Rabbi Yehuda clearly in our Mishnah said that you could have an opening more than 10 amos. What the Gemara's point is that we wanted to learn this halacha from Pasibaros, and the Gemara is saying is that Pasibaros are a unique situation. The Chazal were Mekelin, and therefore Pasabaros cannot serve as a raya what to do by a regular Mavi. Says the Gemara, Tani Levi, Mavi Shugavoy Shurocha Esrama, you have a Mavi that's 20 amis wide, Noitz Konitz Bam Tziosoi, put a pole, diagram 75, in the middle, that will separate it into 10 and 10, Vidayoi, and that will be enough that it should not be considered that you have any opening that's too wide, wider than 10 amos. Says the Gemara, Hu Tani Lo, Levi was the one that taught us this braisa, Vuhu Amalo, then Halacha Kais Mishnah. That is not the Halacha. Ikad Emri, a different version, Om Mishmu Mishmei de Levi, Ein Halacha Kais Mishnah. That's not the Halacha. So that says the Gemara. So now Elaheich Avid. So what do you do when you have too wide of an opening? Says the Gemara. Am Shmuel Mishmei the Levi. Oisa Pas Gvaya Sara. Take a board that's 10 tefachim tall. B'meshech Arba Amis. With the depth of 4 Amis. U'mamidai La'orka Shlamavi. And put it into the depth of the Mavi. And like that you'll have adequate divider into this Mavi. And this is diagram 76. So the Ritva points out, it seems that we go back to the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Hei, we had a discussion, what is the depth of a Mavi? And one man said that the depth is 4 Tfachim, the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. The opinion of Abaya was that it's 4 Amos. So here it seems to be that this should be considered that this is following the opinion of Abaya, because otherwise why would you have to have a depth of 4 amos? So the Ritva says maybe indeed, but then he says when we have an existing mavoi, so there Rabbi Yosef says as long even if it has just 4 tefachim depth, that's enough for it to be considered a valid mavoi. However, here we're looking to create the Mavi. We have a situation where the Mavi is too wide and we're looking to create. There, it could be that everybody will agree that it's considered that you have to have 4 Amis to make this proper correction. So there's interesting Machloikus Rishonim. We also learned earlier in our Masechta, Machloikus Rav and Shmuel, regarding a Mavi Okum, a bent Mavi. How do we treat a Mavi Okum? Or how do we treat it? Do we have to do anything by the bend? So the Rishonim debate that it seems that if we're going to put this wall up, as we are showing in this diagram, in diagram 76, so this should be a Mavi Okum, because you enter the entrance and you turn around and then you walk out. So is it going to be considered a Mavi Okum? Tosfos holds that indeed is considered a Mavi Okum. The Gemara is not focused on it because the Gemara, either because that's not the focus of our Gemara or because the Gemara is following the opinion of Shmuel, who we know holds that by a Mavi Okum, we don't have to do anything to, it's considered like a regular Mavi. But Tosfos says, quotes the Ritva, that this is not considered a Mavi Okum because since both sides of the wall are opening up to the same Rishus Rabbim, that's why it's not considered a Mavi Okum. Moreover, the Rebbeinu Peretz says that a Mavi Okum is only when there are more homes opening up around the bend. Here it's not the case, and that's why it's not considered a Mavi Okum. The Shulchan Aruch, interestingly, Paskins that is treated like a Mavi Okum. The Rama then quotes, this is the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, but the Rama says that V'yesh Oimrim, that it's not considered like a Mavi Okum. But clearly the Shulchan Aruch considers it a Mavi Okum. Inami, says the Gemara, again, we're going back to discuss where the opening to the Mavi is wider than 10 Amos, which according to the opinion of the Rabbanon will disqualify it from having the halachas of a Mavi. So we're discussing how we could correct it. So the first Eitzah the Gemara gave was to put up this wall in between. Inami, what the Gemara says you could do is do what Rabbi Yehuda taught us. Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Mavi Shurach of Chamesh Esrei Amah. He's speaking about a Mavi that's 15 Amos wide. Marchik shtei amos, go two amos away from the wall. Voisa, and then make a wall, sholosh amos. And now you're going to have, so that 5 of the amos are covered. This is diagram 77. And then you have now an opening that's only 10 amos wide. And Rashi, divrei maskil marchik, as is shown in diagram 78. This example that Rabbi Yehuda spoke about was a Mavi that has an entrance that's 15 Amos wide. But let's say you'll have a mavui that's 20 amos wide. So then you'll have to do this on both sides, as is shown in diagram 20, as is shown in diagram 25, or diagram 78, I mean. Or what you'll be able to do, says Rashi, is do what is shown in diagram 79. Have an opening of 4 amos, then a wall of 6, so 10 of the amos are closed up, and then you'll have another opening of 10 amos, which everybody says is acceptable. Ramai asked the Gemara, and the way to show him explain, the problem with this approach, particularly with the Rashis that we just quoted, is that you have to bring very big boards, either a board of 3 or maybe even a board of 6 tefachim width. And the Gemara wants to come up with solutions that don't require such wide boards. So says the Gemara, Mamai, I'll tell you what you could do. And this is diagram 80. Yasapas amo machza. Why don't we take a board that's an amo half wide, v'yachik shtei amos, and then a separation of 2 amos, then bring v'yasapas, then bring another board amo machza that's 1.5 amos wide. And like that, you'll cover 5 of the amos of that entrance. And now you have the 10 amos, which is fine. Shmamina, says the Gemara, the fact that this solution was not offered, because in this solution, you have oimid meruba al aparetz mishtei ruchos, that when we look at these board, particularly the board that's further away from the wall, which as we're describing is an am and a half wide, so on one side, there's an open area of 2 amos next to it. On the other side, there's an open area of 10 amos next to it. So you can have oimid meruba al aparetz, open area versus closed area. The open area is more than the closed area from both sides. And that's why it's not considered properly enclosed, la'ava oimid. And that's why that wasn't suggested, says the Gemara. Lo'ilam eimalach. I will tell you that hava oimid, that it's considered enclosed properly. V'shani hocha, in this case it's unique. Das avir the high gisa, avir the high gisa mevatali. This case is unique because both sides you have walls that are much wider. And since you have walls that are much wider, that's why we have to be more machmer. But otherwise, we would not necessarily be more machmer. Ask the Gemara, but the Gemara is still persistent. Why don't we do the following? Diagram 81. V'yasa pas amma, take a board that's an amma wide. V'yachik amma, then have a division of an amma. V'yasa pas amma v'yachik amma, and do so again. And you'll have that 5 amma covered. And now you don't have a situation where the oimid merubas are aparetz, because the opening is 1, and the enclosure is 1. Shmamina, the fact that this solution wasn't offered, says the Gemara, is a raya that oimid kaparetz, that even when they're equal, it's asur. Says the Gemara, maybe oimid kaparetz is not a problem. Lo'ilam emloch mutter. V'shani hacha, because you have a different situation. Das avir the haigis, so the haigis mevatalei. On one side, you have the whole 10 amos. On the other side, you have indeed an amma. But because you have around that one amma wide board, so much open area, that's when you don't say that it should be considered a proper enclosure. But if I didn't have to rely, if not in such a situation, we don't have to say, oimid meruba al aparetz. Says the Gemara, v'yachik amma, ask the Gemara, but the Gemara persists. V'yas, why don't we have diagram 82. Why don't we do yarchik amma, separate from the wall by an amma, then put up a pass that's an amma mechtsa wide, and then yarchik amma, and then again separate with an amma, and then v'yasa pass amma mechtsa. And here you can't say, ask the Gemara, osavir the high gisa, because the wall that's an amma and a half wide, the second wall here, is wider than the open space next to it, which is only an amma. Yes, on the other side, it's 10 amas. But on this side, it's not. Answers the Gemara and a Chanami. It would be that it's a valid Eitzah. However, Kula Haila Tuchu Rabbanan. Chazal weren't machmer, Chazal didn't want us to have to bring all these small boards. So the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is that the Gemara is actually giving us two options. One option is to use a big board, and there you don't have to bring so many boards. And this is truly a valid option also, but it involves bringing more boards. Ask the Gemara, but why should we not be concerned that the original Eitzah that Rabbi Yehuda gave us, that you should leave two amos open, then bring a board, and then that's three amos wide, why would we not be concerned? That maybe people will no longer use the larger opening, the 10 amma opening, and they'll go through the narrower opening. And if they're going to use the smaller opening, not the larger opening, the reason we could rely on the Mavi and the Lechi is going back to what we discussed at the beginning in the Masechta. Since we put the Mavi and the Lechi at the entrance to the Mavi, so they serve as a hecker or they serve as a mechitza for people who are walking in and out of the Mavi. But if people aren't walking through that entrance, they're going to walk through the other entrance, so then I don't have the hecker and the mechitza that I'm looking for. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Adaba Masna, Chazaka, we could assume that ain't other mania Pesach Gadol, why would a person not walk through the larger door for Nichtav of Pesach Katan and go through a smaller door? Ask the Gemara, but that isn't true. We learned earlier in the Masechta on Daf Heyam and Aleph, Maishna Medravami Dravasi, who taught us on Daf Heyam and Aleph that when a Mavi has a breach on the side, then we have to start considering where people start walking out on the side and not walk out through the main entrance. But here we're saying that whenever there's a main entrance, you always walk out through the main entrance. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, by using the side entrance, you have a shortcut. So even though it's not the main entrance, people are still going to use it to come a mat by Lucha because they have a shortcut. Hacha, the both of them are on the same side of the Mavi. And in such a situation where you're not gaining anything, where you're not accomplishing a shortcut, there's no reason to assume that the person is going to go through the narrow entrance versus the wide entrance. So now, our Gemara has taught us the halachas of Oymed Meruba al Peretz, when we have a gap, how much does the gap represent? So says the Gemara, we have this, it's relevant in another area of halacha, says the Gemara, Ara Asla, which is diagram 23. Diagram 23, Ara Asla was some sort of a chair that was used as for going to the bathroom. And it has a hole in the middle, and the entire width is a tefach. And it's Nogeya to Hilchas Tuma, that if this entire area is a tefach wide, so there's going to be Tumas oil under anything that's under this covering, if it's considered indeed one covering. Mai, Ara Asla. So it explains the Gemara, what is the case of the Ara Asla? Omer Rabba Babachan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, or Kisei Shalbesa Kisei, they had this portable bathroom with a hole in the middle. Says the Gemara, the Kama, what is the size of this hole that we say that it's not considered enough of a hole to make that it's not considered one covering? Says the Gemara, Kasar of Dimi, Omar, the shear is at Spoy Ayim Mikan. We know, we spoke about this often, that a tefach is six etzpos. So you have two etzpos on one side of the hole. Etzpayim Mikan, two etzpos on the other side of the hole. Vetzpayim Rocha Be'emtza, and the middle has an empty area of two etzpah. And therefore, since it's such a small hole, it's still considered one covered area of that's covered by a tefach, and you have tumas oil. Kiyos Ravan Amar, Oyetzpe Machtze Mikan, if on one side is an Etzpe Machtze, Vechtze Machtze Mikan, and the other side is Etzpe Machtze, Vechtze Revach Be'emtza, and there's an Etzpe in the middle, that's when it's considered covered. Amalei Bailer of Dimimi Peliksu, are you arguing? The first mandama said two, two, and two. He says etzba and a half, and etzba in the middle. Amalai, there's no machlokes. Ha, beravrsa. When we're speaking about bigger etzbas, then there's only four to a tefach. That's why I said 1.5 plus 1.5 plus 1. Ha, the other one we're speaking about, zutrusa, smaller etzbas. So there you have six. Six, you'll have 2 plus 2 plus 2. Bevelai pligi, there's no machlokes. Amalei, lai pliksu. You are definitely arguing. What is the machlokes? The machlokes is oimin meruba ala peretz mishtei ruchas. If pliksu, if the oimid, if you have more oimid than peretz by combining the two sides, l'didach, according to you, have an oimid. If even though there is no oimid meruba from one side, again the first shita was 2 plus 2 plus 2. So if we look at only one side of the whole, they're equal, the oimid and the peretz. The only, if we combine both sides, so he holds, that's considered still oimid. Ravin, on the other hand, holds, meruach echad have a oimid, mishtei ruchas lo have a oimid. If you need to combine the two sides, but if we look at each side itself, it won't be oimid merubah la peretz, then it's not considered oimid merubah la peretz. That's why he had to establish, that's talking about 1.5 plus 1.5 plus 1 plus 1.5. So the 1.5 on one side is already bigger than the one in the middle. This agadatach, if you're going to say loy pligi, that there's no machloikis, that just one was talking about a 4 tefach and one was talking about a 6 tefach, l'ravin hachi bay l'meima. He should have said like this: etzbo shlush mikan, an etzbo shlush in one side, etzbo shlush mikan, etzbo shlush revach beemsa, and that's how you'll have the 4 tefachim. Why did he deliberately say 1.5 plus 1 plus 1.5? Instead of saying 1 and a third and 1 and a third and 1 and a third. He deliberately chose a case of 1.5 to 1, not 1 and a third and 1 and a third, because he needs to have that each side should be larger than the middle. So if they're all going to be equally 1 and a third, that will not have been accomplished. Elamai, so you're saying that they're arguing. And they're arguing if you only have oimid merubah al aparetz with the two sides, is it considered oimid or not? L'di, hachi bay l'meima, etzba shnei shlishim mikan. Why don't you say an etzba shlishim from one side? That's a shnei shlishim mikan, and 1 and 2/3 on the other side. That's by mishnei shlishim revach b'emtsa. And it still will be considered fine, because even though each side is smaller than the middle, but we don't look at each side independently. We look at the two sides together. The fact that you didn't say it that way seems to indicate that that's not the halacha. Says the Gemara, Ella, Ekelamem the Pelginin, if we're going to say that they're arguing, so again, the fact that he didn't say that case, we can learn from here that Oimid Meruba al Aparetz, where you have to have the two sides combined, is not going to work. So everybody agrees to that. What is, however, the machloikus, says the Gemara? Eli ikel meim the pelginin. If there is a machloikus, the machloikus is parts koim the pelginin. If they're equal, Mandam says, if they're equal, it's already considered oimid. And the other Mandam says that it has to be greater. Where is this halacha of oimid merubah al aparetz relevant l'aloch l'maisa? Where it's relevant l'aloch l'maisa is in Hilchis Tzitzis. In Hilchot Tzitzis, if we have the two sides of the tzitzis, and then we have the hole in the middle, so says Seder Paiskim, we have to be very careful that the sides should be larger than the hole, because if the sides will not be larger than the hole, we're going to have a problem of Oimid Merubah al Aparetz, and that's why the Paiskim are very careful to say that when you make the tzitzis, the Magen Avraham and quotes this, that the two sides should be wider than the hole in between the two sides when you make the beged for tzitzis. Otherwise, it will not be considered a valid beged.